Hello, my name is Paul Harvey and I am a midlife coach, and you are listening to a Life, Passion and Business Shortcast. Now, over the last few years, I have spoken to hundreds of people and I've discovered that our story is everything, because what we do, feel or experience is based on the stories that we tell ourselves. This shortcast is a bite-sized episode to explore the ingredients of a good life. We bring out the thoughts, tips and tools so you can try them on for size. So let's explore and see what is possible. Hello and welcome to a reflection. So choices and decisions. This is the topic of our exploration this Sunday evening. Now, are you good at making choices? Do you excel in choosing, deciding what you want in your daily life? You know, every day we make thousands, if not hundreds, thousands, not hundreds of thousands of micro decisions, most of which are completely unconscious and have no impact on our lives. And yet there are some decisions that have very little impact, and yet we still agonize over them. We've all sat in a restaurant with a group of people who have menu anxiety and struggle to pick something. And what do you do when all the food is good? How do you compare one dish to another? This is menu anxiety, and almost is like choosing our last meal before execution. Yet the majority of people listening to this podcast live in a world of unlimited choice, and food is not an issue. So why are we struggling to choose something off the menu? On a side note, I have to say many chains don't make it very easy for people, particularly those of the older age, because confusing menus do not help with choice. But that is the big one. Lots of choice. We are overwhelmed with choice in every aspect of our life, and that alone is enough to erode our capacity to choose and commit to something. Now, as someone who grew up with three sequential TV channels, living in a world of on-demand entertainment can make it just as difficult to choose on Netflix. But making choices is a skill. It's the ability to commit to something in the moment, regardless of the consequences of that commitment. So what is it that inhibits our choice? How comes it such a problem? When we're making a choice or decision, we are running a consequences matrix. And it's like lots of factors get run through our memories and our beliefs. It can be anything from a bad experience when a choice proved disastrous. It can be trying to please people around us, or fear. And all of these things are significant factors. They are parts of the matrix which help us make the choice. Now, when these things are balanced or imbalanced, it's just all part of the anxiety of the thing. So menu anxiety, other than confusion, might be not wanting to appear to be eating the wrong type of food in front of your friends or your new date. It might be struggling with healthy choices. All of these factors make it hard to validate one item against another. I know people that would rather choose the same food as their partner so as not to feel menu anxiety or menu remorse when the food arrives, like, I want your food rather than what I've got here. I actually say I have been there when I've eaten food and gone, really wish I'd chosen what you've got. So let's move beyond the menu. You know, there's an aspect of decision making and choices on a daily basis that is decision fatigue. And it is a real factor in making choices. And if you think about it, most people end up in a restaurant at the end of the day when they've had a busy day. So sometimes choosing food at that point can be a challenge for them. But I did say we were moving beyond the menu. You know, our capacity to make decisions does erode. It decreases as the day and as our brain grows tired. And this gets more difficult with age as our brain loses capacity. It's a factor well known by a lot of in the entrepreneurial space, and many high achievers will minimize their decision making for the day. Some of them dress in the same clothes. They eat the same food every single day because it's one decision they don't have to make. So they put their mind and their attention to the decisions that are really important to them. It's interesting. As a coach, people come to me wanting to work on a particular area, but sometimes it's confusing. They want to change their lives, but they're not sure where to put their attention. Now, in life, there are 10 basic areas, and each of them requires us to choose how to live within those perspectives. So we have money, career, health and fitness, fun and recreation, environment, either work or home life, community, family and friends, partners and love, personal growth, learning, and spirituality or faith. So when I ask a client to pick an area, sometimes it can provoke a reaction. So we have to resort to a number scale to try and pinpoint what is the most important aspect of the life that needs to change right now. And some of our struggles around choice I mean, like, if your life is not working for some reason, some of the struggles around choosing which area to work on is like trying to eat the whole elephant at one sitting. And it's really not possible. We cannot work on every area at once. There has to be some stability around here somewhere. But looking at the list, they're components of our life, what makes up a human life. And they are listed in order of which most people want to experience them. Now, it's a generalization, but of the people I speak to, money is one of the most important factors in this current world. And faith is the least important. What is interesting about this is that one of the most powerful tools we can use to improve our choice and decision-making capacity is faith. Not necessarily faith in the deity, but faith in ourselves to make the right decisions. It's confidence. That's what it's about, really, isn't it? On editing this, I realized actually that faith in a deity is the same thing. It is the confidence that you will be looked after. So by making a decision based on your faith, it's actually just as powerful. So what factors can you bring into the decision making and choosing to make it easier? Well, the first step is logic. So what factors are involved? Big decisions will need a matrix of pros and cons. The new job will mean more money, but the commute is longer, as are the hours. However, the work is fulfilling and it will make a difference to the world. You can see that how that kind of works out. And big decisions do need that kind of effort, that kind of process. But if logic fails, it might be going with the heart or going with joy. Because when we work from a place of happiness and joy, choices are so much easier. And I know there are choices that we have to make in life that are not good ones. There are some choices that are really, really crap. And so the point about that kind of choice, it's about reframing. We have to reframe a difficult choice from a place of joy. So if we have to make a decision we don't like the look of, then we have to try and see beyond that decision to the safer world beyond it. Many, many years ago, I knew someone who had to agree to the repossession of their house. And it was a horrible process to go through, a horrible process. But the point about it was, it did free them up of the anxiety and the difficulty around, you know, the bills that were mounting up. So even though it was a horrible choice to make, the world after that choice was so much better. And this is the power of good choice making, good decision making. We have to learn to weigh up the balance, trust in our decision making choices, and at the end of the day, go with the heart and know whatever happens, we have the capacity to deal with the consequences of the choice we just made. And that's where the support of a mentor or a coach can help. Because when you have someone who can reflect back to you your choices or how you talk about your choices, that will give you information as to what's valuable. I have sat with people before who have told me they want to do A, and they've told me everything about A, why A is so important. And yet when they start talking about B, their eyes light up. And you can see in their face that B is the better choice, even though they're trying to convince me and themselves to choose A. And it's those sort of places where it's so useful, so beneficial to have someone observing those difficult choices. That got a bit heavier than I expected today. I wasn't thinking I would go there. This goes to show that these podcasts are made in the moment. Anyway, if you would like to reach out to me and help with some of your choices you want to make, do check out a link in the show notes, because I'm always open to a good conversation. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend, because that's how people like yourself find good podcasts. And always, as always, thank you so much for your time and attention. I will catch you next time. All the best.